Next coach is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans host Ohio State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
We'll go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ben Axelrod, Land of Ten.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, the past couple of years, you had a lot of success on the offensive line with Jack Conklin at left tackle. I'm curious, how important is it for an offensive line to have that kind of franchise caliber left tackle?
Well, obviously, if you have that type of player, and Jack Allen is an All-American for us at center, and Donovan Clark also is playing in the NFL, you have those type of people that obviously have a greater chance of being successful. I think there's no question about that.
Is that something, I mean, it might be a silly question, is that something you guys prioritize on the recruiting trail?
We're trying to get the very best players at every single position. The left tackle, obviously, like as Jack Conklin played, is, you know, but with all that being said, people should remember that Jack came here as a non-scholarship player. We put him on at mid-year, and then he worked himself. He has great athletic ability, but he worked himself into that type of player, which is even more, you know, respectful from my point of view.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. I'm Mark. I was just wondering, L.J. Scott seems to have kept running hard the season. I'm just wondering, what have you seen from him in that regard also?
Well, our entire football team continues to play hard, and L.J. is just an extension of it, and he's got great vision. He's got great ability to cut. He's a powerful running back, and he's played very well, especially when you look at certain, you know, if you look at the Michigan game, if you look at really these last three football games. I mean, he's played very, very well. So.
And one other thing, when you look at Ohio State, when you look at Ohio State offensively, you know, just a general question, but what just jumps out at you about Ohio State in recent games?
Yeah, you know, they got great skill level. You know, JT Barrett, you know, 23 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, very well coached, good concepts. They create a lot of conflict for you defensively, whether it's by, you know, putting people in empty formations or the type of, you know, route trees that, you know, passing progressions that they go through and then the runs accompanying that. So with that being said, I think they focus on toughness. I think there's an element of toughness to that football team. There's no question about that.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Yeah.
Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark. You guys finish up with two top 10 teams. I'm just wondering what you're hoping to get out of these last 2 weeks, and maybe are you thinking about possibly being able to finish on a pretty high note if you can get a win or two here?
Yeah, you know, what we're looking for is to win each football game. I don't think we've ever gone into a football game here where we didn't think we could win. Every football game is a challenge, so you have to play well independently in each of those games. The first one's up Ohio State, and they'll be a great challenge for us. But you know, we got to measure up. There's no other way around it. And you know, that comes to coaching, and that's fundamentals. And we've got to win in those areas.
This was really the first time you guys have kind of played the, I guess, spoiler row, if you want to say it. Is there any kind of different mentality than maybe in the previous Ohio State games that you've had?
You know, I don't know. You know, we really don't think about that. I understand where they're at in the big scheme of things. I understand where Penn State's at, you know, so the road may go through East Lansing a little bit, I guess, you know, I just look at it as an opportunity to play and be challenged by great football teams and an opportunity to move ahead as a program. And even though we've had a disappointing season by our, you know, certainly by certain standards, by our standards and other standards as well, you always look to move forward. And I think that's what we're trying to do as a program.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Ted Sobel, Sports Radio.
Hi, Coach. I'm curious your thoughts on the playoff rankings and how that comes into play here is from a not just a spoiler role, but if you guys can beat them, what it would do for recruiting and that kind of an issue.
Well, from a recruiting standpoint, you look at a football program in terms of what they've done over a course of time, not just 1 year. So this is a down year by our standards, as I just said earlier. But when you look at the support we have from our fan support and all the things that we've enjoyed these past number of years, you know, we hope that we are able to move forward on a recruiting front. And based on our committed guys and the people that we're recruiting, I would say we're intact. From a standpoint of the first question was in regards to the
rankings.
The rankings.
Yeah.
You know, quite honestly, I can't, you know, we're not in them. That's all that's important to me right now. So we have to focus on what we can accomplish.
What do you expect the atmosphere to be like there at Spartan Stadium?
Electric.
Yeah,
you know, I know Ohio State will bring a large contingent. They always do. And they travel well. And, you know, Spartan Nation has been behind us throughout the entire football season. So they'll be there.
And your biggest challenge in the matchup situation?
I'd say biggest challenge is controlling their quarterback. He does so many different things. And then, controlling their pass rush.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach D'Antonio.
Your final question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Coach. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about JT Barrett. You know, a couple years ago, he had one of the best games he's ever had in his career. Then last year, you guys obviously found a way to sort of contain him and that offense. I'm just wondering now as you prepare to face Barrett for the third time, what you've seen from him in terms of improvement, and maybe could you assess him just as a quarterback a little bit?
Well, you know, every time he steps on the field, you know, you grow as a football player. I don't care what level it is, and he's almost unrivaled as a quarterback now in college football. You know, the guy's been on the end of 94 touchdowns some way or other. So he has incredible statistics. He's thrown for a lot of yards. I think 2,200. His ratio touchdown to interception is 23-4. He can run the ball effectively and get out of problems. He throws the ball effectively downfield. He's got a great group of people to throw it to and hand it to. So I think he's the guy that makes it work. He's steering the ship, but he's done a tremendous job, and I think he's done a great job leading too. You can see him work as a leader.
And I just wanted to ask you quickly about Donnie Corley. You know, I think it'd be difficult for any player to be using the way you guys use him, all those facets. But for a freshman to do it, what does it say just about his sort of mental aptitude that he's able to grasp what he needs to grasp to play the way he is?
Well, he's been well coached at the high school level. Then as he comes here, he's had the opportunity to come the first semester. So he's been here, a semester early. He came the second semester last year. So he learned at that point in time. And then probably the biggest thing, he's a great athlete, but he's a tremendous competitor as well. So he won't flinch. And great ball skills, good tackler on the defensive side of the field. And then we put him in different situations where he can succeed. And then on the offensive side of the ball, he's got the ability to make plays.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks again.